Hello everybody, I hope you're doing so well. Hi from the Depree family and from our household. David and Katrine are sending their love, and little Joshua, and that's on his way, has about 2 months left and then we'll all see him. So we really miss all of you. This week we're going to talk a bit about, continue talking about body, soul and spirit and wholeness. As humans and as Christians, this week we're going to specifically focus on our souls and our spirits. So Heinz is going to chat to us about that for a while.
Let us pray. Thank you, Father God, for this time that we have together, and I pray that you'd really minister to our hearts through your word and through your spirit. I pray, Father God, that you would open our minds and our emotions and our spirit to connect with you in this morning. I really ask, Father God, that you would speak to us, Father God, through your word, and open our ears, the ears of our hearts, to hear and understand. And I pray that we'd be able to get closer to you and more interrelationship with you, Father God, as a result of this. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ alone. Amen. We've been reading through Psalm 23, and I would like to read that again. And if you listen to it, you can listen to the verses that deals a bit with the experience part of getting into contact with the things that the shepherd does for us. Psalm 23 from verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just a couple of verses that speaks about the experience part is one, he restores my soul. We'll speak about the soul a bit later. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will not experience the fear of evil. The rod and the staff of the Lord comforts us. And God, his goodness and his mercy follows you, and you experience that throughout your life. So there's so much in this psalm, and it speaks about our soul. And in the New Testament, we actually have a scripture that speaks about our body, our soul, and our spirit, indicating that there is a distinction between the body, the soul, and the spirit. In Hebrews 4, verse 12, the scripture speaks about the word of God that is like a two-edged sword, able to divide between bone and marrow, and even between soul and spirit, indicating that we are able to distinguish between our souls and our spirits. I think many times it's difficult to do because they are very interrelated. And our bodies, we can easily distinguish our bodies from our souls and our spirits because it's tangible. You can see, touch, feel it. You know where it starts, where it stops. But it's more difficult to know where your soul starts and stops and where your spirit starts and stops. And many times throughout the day, you react through by means of your spirit or your soul. And your soul, if you would like to understand it a bit better, is related to our intellect and our emotions and what we experience there. So throughout the day, your spirit and your soul is interacting, and if it goes well with you, it could be on a spirit level or on a soul level. If it goes not so well on a certain day, it could be in your spirit that you're experiencing it or in your soul. But God says we are able to distinguish between spirit and soul. And I think it's good to do that when we speak about well-being. But I would like to use an illustration to help us understand how we can discern between our spirits and our souls. So I have a bit of a visual illustration, and I have Yanni with me that's going to help me with this. So I have here for us an example of a glass of milk and a cup of oil. And I'm going to add these two. And for those who are listening, you can imagine this. We have a little bit of milk in a glass, we have oil, and I'm going to add the two to one another. The one representing our souls and the one representing our spirits. And as we add them, I'm going to give them a good stir. Hopefully you can see the oil and the milk, and I'm giving it a good stir, like a good day with all its ups and downs, good things and bad things. And all of a sudden you cannot distinguish the one from the other because you're busy the whole day with everything that you're doing. And this might be continuing for days or maybe weeks that you don't get the chance to be quiet. But if you do get quiet and you do calm down and you leave it for a while and you spend some time reflecting, the two of them start to separate. And sometimes it's a slow process, sometimes it's a quicker process, but the point is we need to stand still and reflect. And if I were to leave this for a couple of hours, it would look quite different. And it can look like this again. After being mixed, after being stirred, we can clearly see that after a time of reflection and quiet, you can see the soul and the spirit. And it's much more easy to know which one is operating and where you are experiencing the pain or the hurt, the joy or sadness. So I hope that's a helpful illustration to help us in this time when we reflect on how disruptive the COVID-19 pandemic is. May we take time to stand still and ask God to help us to discern where's our spirits and where's our souls and which one needs attention at which stage. And I'll ask Yanni to share a story about the interplay between our souls and our spirits and which one should be more prominent than the other one.
So many times in the Psalms, we hear David say, "Be still my soul and know that he is God." David speaks to his soul quite a lot, telling his soul to submit to the knowledge that his spirit has of a king who is in charge and who is greater than the tribulation that David is facing. And we have access to that same ability to say, "Be still my soul. I know what you are feeling, I know it's been a rough day, but be still and know that there's someone greater." And we access that especially through worship, time in the Word, and prayer. That is the things that we can use to edify our spirit so that our soul doesn't rule over us and that we are not led around by every emotion that we experience through the day or even every thought that we think that our minds aren't controlling us, but our spirit man is the one taking charge. But in the light of that then, many times people start really neglecting their souls because we know that scripture says our soul should be still, then we feel quite shameful if we feel some things or we actually have thoughts that contradict the Word. And I want to just quickly share a dream I had. I dreamt at the end of last year about our garden, and I dreamt that there were more than 20 really big turtles that came out of the ground. And all of these big turtles, the ground was like breaking open, and these turtles surfaced out of the ground and they started walking out of our garden, and they left our garden. And then the Lord showed me that these turtles Well, actually, things in my soul, places where I've been hurt, and things that I've been suppressing throughout many years. And it's different incidences and different themes, but many things that I'm just not going to, I'm ignoring, because I'm saying, be still my soul, don't listen, don't go there, in the name of saying my spirit is in charge. But actually it's suppression. So I just want to encourage you, and I've been doing that now. I've been taking these things to the Lord in my quiet time, asking Him to show me what these things are and praying through them, submitting them to Him and asking Him for healing. And why we do that is because even though our spirit men are completely restored and renewed when we start loving Jesus and we're made new, our souls still walk with some hurts. And then you get sometimes Christians who are immature and who are easily triggered and easily hurt because we still have many things that we've not dealt with that we are suppressing. And as we bring these things to the surface and submit them to the Lord, maturity starts to come into play and we start being less easily hurt and triggered. And then God can get glory through the way we live our lives throughout the day. So we're going to pray together and we're going to trust the Lord to, in this week, start the process for all of us, wherever you are at in this process, to start bringing us more into contact with our souls, that we can be kind to ourselves in that way, but also then bring us to a place where we can say, even though I am walking through the valley of the shadow of death, my spirit man will say, I will fear no evil, because I know that you are with me. So let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus, that we can trust you, that where every one of us are now, Lord, that you would come and reveal yourself to us. Jesus, you are the one who says that you know our inward parts. Lord, thoughts that we don't even know we have, you hear. Feelings we don't even know that we feel, you see. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that in this week and even in this moment, Lord, you would start opening our eyes to see some of these things that we've been hiding from ourselves and suppressing, Lord, that are making us easily offended, maybe, Lord, or easily hurt. That you would mature us in our souls. And then also, Lord, that even more than that, Jesus, you would come and awaken our spirit men to stand up and to take the lead over this body, soul, and spirit. To walk in front and to say, even though it's going tough, even though times are hard, or even though I'm feeling so much joy, I will still choose to worship the King of Kings. Thank you that our spirit men, Lord, would be courageous and not easily shaken. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.